You're listening to the Fit Mom Podcast, and I'm your host, Marisa Tully.
And me, Ash Iovino. Our biggest passion is helping ambitious moms like you channel the same drive you bring to your work and family into your own well-being.
The conversation we've been wanting to do for absolute ages, GLP-1 and weight loss drugs. It's definitely going to be a heated one. I've had a very shit day. It's been an emotional month. And I know that you and I have been wanting to chat about this for quite some time. So I think let's just get straight into it. After sharing a post on social media, the response is unlike any other topic that I've ever shared. And so many people have got friends or loved ones who are taking GLP-1 or have taken it. A lot of them are concerned, but specifically, and this is something that I think we should highlight, because a lot of the times they are women or men taking it who don't necessarily need to be on it from a health perspective. So let's jump straight in. Over to you.
Yeah, I think it is such a heated topic because if taken in the right way and the way it was meant for, then it's life-changing. But there is so much abuse. So I think like it really is time for like to break it down simply and honestly, which I think is the problem. And you and I don't cope well when things are not honest.
No, we don't. And also that's exactly it, is I think people are taking there are so many health podcasts and doctors who are advocating it. I just spoke to a friend who said there was a talk in at a school where a doctor was promoting it heavily, and now it's being promoted to
for
blanket
who?
for the woman, and how many health benefits it has. So this is where the concern is.
The confusion, yeah.
Of course, is because you're going to, so many of us growing up, we were brainwashed into thinking that, you know, it was the era of the Kate Moss, heroin chic, super skinny models, Victoria's Secret. And I took years to rewire my way of thinking and
100%.
Have body acceptance. And now suddenly there's this massive wave of women who are looking undernourished. So not just skinny. And again, this is not targeted at those who had diabetes or other health risks and had to take it. I'm more talking about the trend that we now see amongst friends, and a lot of social groups, it's acceptable and they're talking about it. Almost like a lot of women used to talk about, oh, I just smoke and have cigarettes and then I don't have an appetite and I don't overeat not modest, brag about it. And then there's the other side to it where women are starting. Quick 30-second interruption. We get asked all the time about trustworthy creatine brands. So here's your reminder. For our South African ladies, we're proud partners with wellam.co.za, who offer a wide range of high-quality supplements from probiotics and superfood blends to protein bars and even organic superfood mixes that your little ones will love in their smoothies. Simply use CEO Fit Mom, all caps, for 15% off at checkout. And for our ladies in the UK or anywhere else in the world, just be sure to choose a reputable brand that offers pure creatine monohydrate, the golden standard for results. All right, back to today's episode. One of my friends said she goes to school and women start in the new year dropping off the kids looking one way, and a few months later, dropped 20, 30 kgs later, like a few months later.
It's like those memes going around. Then they just say, oh no, I cut out alcohol and I bought a weighted vest and I'm dropped 30 kilograms. It's amazing.
Oh gosh.
Just to go back, like in terms of like, if anyone doesn't know listening, like how it works. So it's GLP-1 is actually a natural hormone in your gut, and it's got three main jobs. So it's to control your appetite, it's to control your blood sugar, and it helps you regulate your digestion. So the GLP-1 medication just mimics that hormone, but in like a triple, double, whatever dose to suppress your appetite. So it makes you feel full, and then it also slows down your digestion, and hence you eat less. But the problem is that the amounts that people go on, they go from eating 2,000, maybe 3,000 calories to 500. So
Gosh.
the slash in calories is why people are starting to talk about Ozempic face and why you lose so much muscle, because you're almost like nutrient deficient. Well, you are. So I mean, that's how it works. It basically just sends a signal to your body to say that you're full, hence why people say they're just not hungry.
And it suppresses your dopamine. The isn't that right? The so you lose a major source of like natural reward, your
Yes,
motivation.
I've heard that as well. I've
And
heard that it from a mental, which we can actually tap into in a bit, the mental side of it. Yes, I have heard in terms of side effects, people feel almost like quite numb, because I mean, for me, one of life's biggest joys is food, but I know for a lot of people, and especially if you're struggling with obesity, food noise is much, it's not something where that brings you joy. But I think that if you're in this middle category of women who are just taking it to drop 5 kgs to be bikini ready, like I wouldn't want to be feeling numb and yeah, maybe just a bit, I don't know, not excited about anything
Yeah, and let's
except my
be
body, except my new bikini.
and let's be honest, you won't be taking it if you didn't have some form of body dysmorphia or unhappy in your own skin and previous weight issues growing up. I think that's where a lot of it stems from. And why, and it's
Completely.
so accessible. It is so accessible.
I know, like I think what we need to say outright in this as well is people mustn't get this conversation confused with us not thinking that it is an incredible drug if given in the right way. So if you are morbidly obese, yes. If you do have type 2 diabetes, yes. If you are overweight, but you've got other health risks that outweigh taking the drug, then yes, then it's incredible. And we are all for it. And we've got clients on it. And we coach people taking it for those reasons. But our view, where we feel very strongly and quite heated, is the people who are taking it for, as you say, the like warped reasons, like to drop the quick 5 kgs for the holiday.
Yes, and that's also again with the crowds where it's become so socially accepted. It was quite shocking for both of us to hear with clients coming back to us who have committed to a 6 month grueling, I say grueling, but the commitment itself is the grueling part, is like the strength training, nutritional changes, complete lifestyle and habit changes, and then going to
Which, sorry, it's uncomfortable and it's hard. It's
totally.
an investment, and it's a hard road, but flip, it's worthwhile.
Totally, because it's life changing completely for the rest of your life. Those 6 months can have such a long-term impact in changing the way you live. And
Yeah.
then we've got these ladies who have committed and go to social occasions and get the response of, why would you do that? Why would you invest in that and spend money on it if you can just get GLP-1 and drop the weight in two,
Really
three months?
shocking. Shocking. I know. I also had a client say that to me. She literally, her friend questioned her, like, why would you do that? Like, just go to your GP and just ask them for some Ozempic.
And it ties back in with whenever we do posts when it comes to, the benefits of strength training for Alzheimer's and cognitive benefits, with like healthy eating, healthy habits, it doesn't tend to get that much of a interest because everyone's more interested in that before and after instant, reward. How do you drop
Marisa,
immediately?
it's perfect for anyone who wants to lose weight in the fitness industry to market, because it's a quick fix. That's why.
100%. I
And
actually
that's why
shouldn't.
it grates us.
Yes, it grates us because, again, I was at my 20-year reunion this past Saturday, and it was really nice getting a compliment from a friend of mine from who I haven't seen from school, who we grew up with. But like then her wording was like, take the compliment because I see how hard you work for it. And I'm like, yes, damn. Like, you and I have spoken about our weight loss journeys. Yes, we are maybe smaller. We haven't been obese. Like, the heaviest both of us have been like a good 8 kgs, which I was most definitely very unhealthy then. And I had unhealthy side effects from that. And I know we haven't had a massive struggle with fluctuating weight. But that doesn't mean we don't have food noise or a past where we really had to work hard at our mental health and making sure that, we lose weight and get in shape and get strong in a healthy manner, in a way that I am proud of and I would promote to my nieces, like you to your daughter. Imagine Lily came to you at the age of 17 and said, my matric farewell or whatever they have in the UK, she wants to take GLP-1 just to drop 2, 3 kgs so she can wear a certain dress.
Yeah, I would honestly be, I'd be horrified and I'd be a bit disturbed. I really would. I'd feel like I'd gone wrong somewhere.
Totally. Because of, and that's, I think, why I get so triggered by it is because all of us have worked really hard at being role models, at loving ourselves and being like accepting of our bodies through pregnancy, postpartum, like turning like almost turning 40, in our 40s. And now suddenly this trend and is all over, and it makes you question, why take the longer route? Why, if everyone's talking about the benefits, because they're just cottoning on to all the positive messaging out there, and no one's talking about the cases of women going blind or frail, or because it's also so new. How do we know what the
So
side effects are
new.
going to
Yeah,
be
fair. No,
in?
I promise you, in 5 years, stuff's going to start coming out and it's going to be like, she's got this illness, but she was part of the Ozempic era.
Movement. Exactly. And then also, I know how women's brains work when it comes to obsession about weight loss. A lot of ladies think, well, let me just do it for this summer holiday, or let me just do it short term and I will change my lifestyle. And that's scary because, let's be honest, that's not going to happen.
No, just like I know a lot of girls just dip in and out of it.
Oh my gosh.
But I think yeah, the instant gratification of dropping X amount of weight in probably a week, the rate you slash your calories. Like for me, the scariest thing, and I do think about it more long term, is like is the loss of muscle. Like it's like you lose like 30 to 40% of the of what you lose is muscle. Like muscle is literally like your metabolic currency. So then they wonder, well, firstly, then the struggle to get off it because you know you're going to gain the weight because it is like a switch. You literally stop it, and like anything, that your appetite will come back. So then because you haven't addressed the habits which led you to being overweight in the first place. So your activity level, your strength training, your sleep, your stress, all those things, because you didn't address them, because you did take the shortcut, you're in a worse off position because now your appetite's back, but you've got half the muscle. So you're burning less calories at rest. That's the bottom line, actually. So for me, I mean, it's not even an option. I'm too
No.
muscle befuck.
Yeah, but also imagine now that, yes, ladies think, okay, great, I'm not going to put the weight back on. They change a few things habit-wise and they manage to keep a bit of the weight off. Of course, those demons are and the whole mental health or mental aspect of it, of you never really, dealing with your default to food when you're very emotional. That's going to creep up, the weight's going to come back, and you're probably going to have the fuck it mentality and go all out and put on even more weight, which is very much a mentality post-restrictive dieting. So
Completely.
why wouldn't it
That's the
have the
most
same?
common line. I gained it all back and more.
Exactly. Have you watched the Biggest Loser documentary? I don't know if it's the
No.
Biggest Loser of one of them, but yeah, it was quite fascinating. And most of them did, because also the way it is done, you all the foods that you love and the lifestyle that you love of the booze and the takeouts and the you never learn how to substitute it in a manner that's still fulfilling. Like I did this whole quest of quitting sugar years ago when I started wellness in the city, because my taste buds were so inclined to just want sugar every single day that I wanted chocolate every single day. And I was like that throughout high school, varsity days. So I wanted to break that. And I went through this whole journey of cutting down sugar, but I wanted to find a substitute. I read the I Quit Sugar for Life cooking book, and I changed the way my taste buds
You
are.
can.
And because of that, certain other foods became a lot more enjoyable. So when I try and, cut a bit of calories because I maybe put on a bit over a like off season of training and eating more, I just go back to how do I still incorporate the desserts, the good foods, the lifestyle that I love without it being an all or nothing approach. And that's the way you need to do it, and that's why it is the longest route. That is why 6 months, I mean, is actually not long enough. Our ladies start with us for 6 months with the one-on-one coaching, but all of them so far have continued because
They're
it's
all
such a journey.
continuing. I'm getting panic messages now. Like,
100%.
I don't know what I'm going to do in January. I'm like, you don't have to do anything, just stay
Well,
on.
look how long it took us. Look how many years it took us to get to this point, and we're still learning and we're still changing things. But back to the mental health side effects, because I think everything we've spoken about is more of us of a rant than us giving any warning signs, because of course we
But
are
I also,
not.
sorry, I just want to put a disclaimer in there. I don't think that Ozempic, if done in the right way, is a shortcut. So I know I said shortcut, and like I know people have used words like it's cheating. I think it is those things if it's taken for by the wrong person.
Yep.
But I don't think that if it's done from like a medical standpoint
Oh,
for
totally.
medical reasons that it is that at all. And I'm fully supportive of that. So I think there really needs to be made that distinction. Otherwise, we're going to get absolutely lambasted.
Well, we will. We will either way, because there are people that will take what we say incorrectly as well. And I think I'm very negative around it just because my thoughts are around the women who I feel shouldn't be taking it.
Well,
And
they've given it the reputation, the shortcut reputation.
totally, totally. So I'm not looking at it from those ladies who are in a situation that are really needing it. I also, again, have to just highlight we haven't had that mental struggle of constantly putting on the weight, losing the weight, putting on the weight, and that's a really hard place to be in. And that's another that also could classify as someone that needs to
Yes,
go
who
on
has
Ozempic.
tried so many things for
Yes,
years.
and maybe it is mental that you keep relapsing or going inverted commas backwards. Yes, I believe that this drug can be very beneficial, but it's definitely not to be done on its own. And with a coach or with a medical professional
Exactly.
and with someone holding your hand. It can't just be, and that's again what pisses me off is how I find out from friends where doctors are just prescribing it left, right, and center. And it takes one friend to go, oh, I'm on Ozempic. I got it from this doctor. You get the number and do exactly the same. For instance, I've never wanted a boob job, right? We've spoken about this
Yeah.
before. One visit to Cape Town, one
I
of
do though.
do you?
I'm joking. We spoke about this in the last.
I know.
I'm
I was
joking.
like, what's
I
changed?
could do with one, but I don't want
Yeah.
one.
No, I literally have just thought, oh, no, I don't really ever. That doesn't appeal to me. Things may change. Anyways, I'm in Cape Town. One of my friends who I least expect to have a boob job and really wanted it for confidence, for feeling like a woman, for after three kids, et cetera, et cetera. And I look at it and I'm like, oh my gosh, I could do with it. And it's just so quick and easy how you influenced in these circles where it's becoming so popular. And yeah, why should I struggle for months to lose 10 kgs if my mate over here is ambassador, got it from the doctor down the road, and it's such a quick fix. And that's what's so appealing to so many people.
And I also think where I get really irritated is with like the doctors prescribing it without the support. So there you
No.
go on your merry way. You need to take one jab a week and then, okay, cool. Oh, no, you haven't, you've plateaued. Okay, just double the jabs. That's fine. You just go, but with no support. And also, I wouldn't even go to my GP for any kind of fitness or nutrition advice anyway. Most of the time, they are the ones who need. We've actually got a lot of doctors who come to us for help. So that's where the misuse and abuse is coming from, I think, as well. Because you think you're getting it from a doctor, but I mean, I think you can order it on Amazon here in the UK, literally. No, honestly, I think it's almost that easy. But yeah, you think you're going, if you get it from a doctor, you're getting it from your doctor, so it's okay. So you almost justify in your head that it's still like a medical. But no, it's
No, no,
complete
100%.
bullshit.
And that's the thing. I think that's what, well, that's the perception. That's the tricky part with the medical teams and people that promote it is that you do go to your doctor and often they're giving you quick dose of antibiotics, but they're not telling you about the probiotics. They're not telling you about the gut. They're not like helping you further because they've got 100 other patients to see that exact same day. They're not going to follow up with you the
Exactly.
next day. So, unless you're
Exactly.
seeing a specific type of medical professional who you have got ongoing support, then of course it's different. But just to wrap it up, I think there should be a major emphasis on the mental health side effects, not only the physical side effects, which we are still waiting to see unfold more of them. So whether it is the blindness, what's happening to your organs, all of that.
Constant nausea.
Constant nausea, the social withdrawal, which a lot of people report because of the depression, the mood swings, that which all ties back to the dopamine drop. And then also just again, like you highlighted, the under-eating, the stress that it has on your body, and no emphasis on specific nutrients like protein and strength training to make sure that you don't have muscle loss.
Sorry,
And
just to go in there in terms of the
yes.
habits, often the calories get slashed to say 600 calories a day, maybe less. But then the eating of still the pizza and the Coke still happens, but it's just one slice of pizza a day and a
Oh,
Coke
totally.
versus, so the habit of nourishing food is still not there. So it's not, it's yeah. And then I think that does even more damage because now you're not eating enough. And you're still eating shit.
Totally, because if you think about it, if the enjoyment of food gets taken away, you're definitely not going to opt for a salad or butternut veggies, good protein. You're going to opt for like something like a slice of toast and cheese and whatever, like
Ugh.
things that are almost like default in your habits originally. No, it's yeah. Oh, and then on that
Yeah.
note, I just want to say, we should do a shout out to all of our clients who are still with us for one-on-one coaching and continue because
Incredible.
so incredible. So many of them have had about, 5, 10, 15, maybe more kgs to lose. A lot of them have seen results. One of my clients I got hopped off a call earlier on, and she's lost 7 kgs in 6 months, like such a healthy amount of weight loss without the repercussion of a massive change in her social life, her work life. She's showing up better at work and at home, and is saying she's got a new way of living. She's got a new way of work travel. She now works out at the gym at the hotel. She eats differently, but she still enjoys the foods that she
I
likes.
love.
And yeah, she still enjoys her life.
But that also
Exactly.
means now, like between now and January, she's not gonna spiral out of control. Like if she gains a kilogram by January, fine, we know how to rein it back in. We know what to do.
Exactly.
It's not the end of
Exactly.
the world. But that's the whole point, is that the medication can change your hunger, but it can't change your lifestyle. That is up to you, and that's the hard part, and that's the work that people avoid.
Yeah,
But I
totally.
think that, like, also anyone listening, like, if you do need support with like actually building the healthy habits and the body you want, reach out to us. We are walking this journey with so many women, and we're ready to help
So,
you.
and also there's so you might feel alone in your specific challenges, but it's so universal. I mean, the ladies that we're working
Totally.
with from where you based in the UK, to myself in SA, to Oz, to the States, to the EU, all of the ladies we're working with, such similar struggles, and certain solutions have been very simple and straightforward. You just needed someone who really to educate you, but to also hold your hand and hold you accountable.
And just to give you that structure, because sometimes you just don't know where to start.
No, exactly. Yeah, so this one's to be continued. I'm waiting for more people to send us a message where they've tried it themselves and what their experiences have been. I've put that out there.
Yeah, that's a great one. We could actually take in some questions and then answer them.
Exactly.
Yeah, I could talk all day.
I know. I feel like my energy
Okay.
levels are at and anger levels are at a 10 out of 10. But you're quite calm today. I feel like
Oh, I quite calm.
you're very calm today.
It just it goes one's up, one's down, always. We're like a
Yeah,
married couple.
yeah, we are exactly. Okay, our next topic, you can take the reins in being more fiery.
Okay, I'll get angrier. I'll think of a good weighted vest. Bring on weighted vest.
Yeah, I feel no emotion towards that because I actually don't know anyone that has. Do you know anyone who's got a weighted vest?
No, I don't personally, but I have had friends say to me like they know someone and she's
Oh.
looking incredible and she says it's down to her weighted vest.
Oh
I'm
my.
like, why? Fucking hard enough to go for a walk, especially in this bloody weather, 2 degrees and snowing, and now I must add a weighted vest. Are you joking?
Just put on 5 kgs.
That's when I'm like, the world is going mad. Oh,
But that's
really?
the thing. We're always going to loop back
Humans are idiots.
yeah. Okay. Over and out. On that note, I'm going to go make myself something good to eat.
Goodbye.
Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to us if you could subscribe, rate, and share this episode with a fellow ambitious fit mom. Chat soon.